up to Riverside, the croaking of the day. Desirous of my heart to be upon my way. Out of this fulsome town, our fat gallons river turning brown. Ah, when I get Conroy, but Conroy was gone. His mother said he left with the setting of the sun. I said to her, Conroy will be fine. He had long planned to leave this place behind. To tell the truth, I was more worried about myself, the state of my pockets and my uncertain health. I was not fit for one so young. Well, there was something clicking in my lungs. I thought, where would I be without Conroy by my side? My guru, my mentor, my brother, my guide. I remembered something he had said that filled me full of hope as much as dread. They will want you, they will want you, they will want you to lay down, but do not lay down. Somewhere I found the resolve to go on, despite my fears of Conroy being gone. I gathered up my lazy man's load and made my arrangements for the road. I calmed myself, then I knew where he would roll. West of Nace, south of Cove, westwards out of here, past Baltimore and Cape Clear. I went to see my father to say goodbye. The bridges shook beneath me, the river it was high. He said, when Peter stands in front of you, only the virtuous souls have passed through. They will want you, they will want you, they will want you to lay down, but do not lay down. A place that most will choose to flee. Show compassion when you come to hear their plea, and do not strip them of their dignity, nor demonize those who wish to be free. And I remember something a Conroy had read, those dark books he kept beside his bed. He said they will curse your will to survive, they will mock your attempts to strive. They will want you, they will want you, they will want you to lay down, but do not lay down. They will want you, they will want you, they will want you to lay down, but do not lay down. Yes, I would love to represent the coconut of the day.